How many fucking dirtbags do you know? Just like bum fucking lazy dirtbags who don't work. There's always something fucking wrong with them where they can't get a fucking job. You know, they got a bad back. They stepped in a fucking pothole. They hurt their fucking knee. They're on fucking disability. And not that I think disability is bullshit or, you know, food stamps or any of this stuff is bullshit. I'm in favor of those programs. If somebody needs them, you got to get back on your feet. But I'm talking about like the abusers, the fucking moochers, the scumbags. I don't like those fucks. This is Chris Johnson. I have a deadbeat dirtbag fuck of an uncle who hasn't had a job in, I can't remember when. As far as I can tell, he has had no legitimate fucking job in years, easily years. And there's one thing that is always true about people like this. They always have this like lofty type fucking attitude where when people are helping them, it's just not fucking good enough. Or if they're talking to somebody with a job or with, you know, a set of fucking skills or with some sort of drive or motivation to not be a complete fucking bum. My mom was telling me a fucking story about how she was talking to this deadbeat fuck. And my mom works, I don't know what the fuck she does. I gotta be honest with you. She works at like a fucking school or some shit. She used to drive a bus, but now she like works with the buses. I don't fucking know. And she got like a new position, so she's doing pretty well for herself. And she's telling Uncle Deadbeat, she's like, yeah, you know, I got this new position and things are going pretty well. And he's like, oh, what are you making? Some people are really weirded out by questions about what they're making. I'm not weirded out by those questions at all. I'll freely talk about that shit. I don't give a fuck. And apparently my mom didn't care either because she told him. And he's like, yeah, that wouldn't be enough for me. Wait a minute. That wouldn't be enough for you? You don't have a job. You don't do anything. Your salary right now is $0. So what the fuck do you mean her salary wouldn't be enough for you? You don't do fucking shit. You have nothing going on right now. Absolutely nothing going on. You sit around all day with your fucking thumb up your ass talking about your fucking bad back and your fucking surgeries or whatever the fuck it is that you got going on. I don't even know if it's fucking real or imagined. And you've got the fucking balls to tell somebody that actually does fucking work, that actually gets off her fucking ass and tries to fucking, you know, just build a fucking life for herself so she can fucking get by and not be just a fucking sponge to society. You have the balls to tell that person that like, yeah, you know, your salary wouldn't be enough for me. My $0 salary of nothing, my salary of fucking belly button lint and stale Fritos that I found on the fucking couch cushions, that's enough for me. But your salary? Fuck you. What a douchebag thing to fucking say. That wouldn't be enough. Get the fuck out of here. I was told that story. She's like, yeah, you know, he's always said stuff like that to me. I was like, well, yeah, but wait a minute. You're focused on the fact that he's a dick. Like, I know he's a dick, so I wouldn't be surprised by that fucking comment. I just tell him to go fuck himself. But, like, I'm focused on the fact that, like, he does not work. You know what I'm saying? So if my salary is, like, $40,000, and he's like, that wouldn't be enough for me, well, it's $40,000 more dollars than he has. It's $40,000 more than he fucking makes. You could fucking go work in a fucking prison and make license plates for like 15 cents an hour, whatever the fuck they pay criminals, which I think is bullshit, and they make more than you. Fucking cons. And if they had a conversation with you, then they're like, yo, bro, I make 15 cents an hour, and you were like, yeah, that wouldn't be enough for me, then I'd understand it. I'd fucking get that. If a fucking bum criminal told you, like, if you went to fucking Sing Sing or whatever fucking prison, Sing Sing's still around, who gives a shit, but if you went to some fucking high security prison, you know, let's just say that you could waltz in there and have a conversation with the fucking inmate, and they were like, yeah, man, I make 15 cents an hour, and then every 2 weeks I'm gonna buy a pack of Newports, and you would be like, man, that wouldn't be enough. Like, I'd understand what you were saying. But when somebody makes thousands of dollars a year, when somebody has a fucking full-time job with full-time benefits, you don't have the fucking authority. If you do nothing and you're a fucking lazy hunk of shit, you have no authority to fucking tell that person that whatever the fuck they make wouldn't be enough for you as some kind of a fucking put-down to make yourself feel better. How do you look at yourself in a mirror? She's telling me another story about him too. Like, they had to like meet for some bullshit because my grandfather died, you know, fuck, last year at this time. Jesus Christ. But they're still putting, like, you know, the estate in order and the home and all that bullshit. You know, the house. He had a lot of stuff. They're working all that shit out. So she had to, like, fucking meet with him about something like that or whatever. And he, like, wasn't there. And she's like, well, didn't you take care of this? And he's like, nah, you know, I just got busy. Once again, you don't do anything. What do you mean you got busy? Got busy doing what? My fucking dream is to have nothing to do at all times. So I can just sit around and play video games and watch fucking TV and, like, go to the gym and, like, work out and do whatever the fuck I want at all times. Those people aren't busy. I remember when I would used to take like a week off from the radio station, I wouldn't do shit. Like I had nothing to do all week. And it was the weirdest thing in the world. You don't know what to do with yourself for the first couple days because you never have fucking time off. So it's like the first days are like, shouldn't I be doing something? And then like eventually you just kind of watch movies and do whatever the fuck you want. But I never thought, like, when my wife came home, because I was married then, and she would be like, hey, what's going on? I never thought, like, man, it's been fucking busy. Holy shit. I played PlayStation online for 5 hours, and then I had to go to the gym, I had to make lunch, then I got to talking to the cats, and I had to walk the fucking dog, but man, oh man, like, I don't, whew, got fucking busy. I just don't get it. I don't understand what that mentality is. There's this certain lazy fuck mentality where if you have no job and no money and don't do shit, you still somehow convince yourself that you do shit and that you have actual things going on. Fuck, I got a full-time job and I do like 5 and 10Ks all the time. You know, I got to do like family shit. But I still think that I don't do anything. I still wonder, like, man, do I got anything going on? Does anybody give a shit about me? You know what I mean? I go through that shit in my fucking head. And this fucking guy legitimately does zero. He's a fucking zero. And I got to listen to that shit. I mean, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays, unless I get too busy. You know, you never know. I'm on Podbean, the website or the app that's the host of the podcast. So every single episode's there. I'm on Apple Podcasts. I'm on Google Play. I'm on Spotify. You can catch me on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. You can find me in my Facebook timeline as well. I'm going to keep putting the podcast there for you, put out those videos. And if you want to see some photographs, follow me on Instagram in maybe 5 minutes.